Our topic as we continue on this morning is going to be about the Rotary Youth Exchange Program. Marilyn Upton is here to talk about that, and with her is a student who has been participating in that. And we'll get to her in just a moment and introduce Sarah Voller. But first, Marilyn Upton, nice to meet you. Thank you for being here. How are you?
Thank you, David. Very well. Thank you.
This is something from the Rotary, and you're a member of one of the Rotary clubs.
I am. I'm a member of the Northwest Rotary Club.
What is the Rotary Youth Exchange Program?
It's an exchange program that our basic overall mission is to, you know, build friendships and tolerance and understanding. And what we try to do is we will bring a student, what we call inbound students from different countries, and then we will send outbound students. We will sponsor an outbound student as well. And so it basically gives outbound inbound students an opportunity to learn about our country and send students between the ages of 15 and a half and 18 and a half to a different country. To get a little taste of what it's like to live abroad, language acquisition. Most all students will come back fluent. It's just an opportunity that may not be available through without Rotary.
And it's done with the Rotary. So they have certain countries that are going to be the ones that would be the destination ones or that students would come from. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Your daughter participated in this.
She did. She spent a year in Lyon, France. And when she was in ninth grade, she started thinking about it because she said, I really would like to become fluent in French. She was at Jeff Junior High at the time. And I remembered when I was in high school, we had Rotary exchange students. And I said, well, I think the only way to become fluent is to live there. Why don't you look into the youth exchange and see if it's still around? And it was. And she spent the year in a lovely city of Lyon, France.
You have started what is called the Elizabeth J. Upton Foundation in her memory. She sadly and tragically passed away. You do this because you want to give opportunity to those who may not be able to afford this experience a chance to do it?
That's one of the things we'd like to do. The exchange costs between $4,500 and $6,000, which Rotary, Rotary that's overseas will give her a stipend, and they find host families for her to live with. So basically that just covers visas, your airline ticket, insurance, passports. But, you know, that's still $4,500 to $6,000. And so we hope that if a student really would like to go but it will be a hardship on the parents, that we could help out with that. Or if there's inbound group of students that would like to take a field trip, maybe we could pay for transportation that they could go to a Cardinal game.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Sarah Voller is here. Switzerland is your home country.
Exactly.
How are you today?
I'm really well. Thank you a lot.
So where in Switzerland are you? Where is your home?
Well, I live in the north of Switzerland, and I live half an hour near Zurich. Zurich is like one of the biggest cities in Switzerland, so it's known a little bit better.
How did you get interested in coming to the United States through a program like this?
Well, like, I had a really good friend who went on exchange in Florida, and she inspired me so much because she changed so much after this year, like, from exchange. And I was just like, I wanted to do that too. And when you are, like, going with Rotary on exchange, you choose three countries, and then they like choose one for you, mm-hmm. like, because there are so many people, especially in Switzerland, who want to go on exchange.
Oh, so I would say then, and you can tell me, Marilyn, whether this is true or not, there are many more in other countries that seek the experience to travel than perhaps there are from this area who want to go outside?
I think that this year we didn't have any students from Colombia apply for the exchange, and it's really equivalent to about a $20,000 scholarship. So that's our role, is to let people know about it.
And you usually do it in between your junior and senior year, or is there a set time when you would do this? And I'm putting that in school terms that would be United States school terms, probably different than Swiss.
Sure, sure. You can go anywhere from 15 and a half to 18 and a half. So there's a wide range.
You can do it right after. So the Obama daughter could do that as her gap year.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So what's the school situation like, Sarah, over in Switzerland? Do you call it high school? What have you taken a year off from?
Well, okay, so this is a long explanation because the school system in Switzerland is very different. Like, I already graduated from kind of like a high school. And since a lot of people start working after high school with 16, they don't have the possibility to go on exchange. But I went to a school where it's like a pre-college, but it's like, it's good. And so then I had like, because of that, I had the possibility to take a year, a gap year kind of. But it's like I did the first year of the school and then I'm here for 1 year and I can jump a year. So I have 2 more years until I graduate from the school.
So you graduate from that school and then go to college? Or that would be...
We call it university, which is something different.
Everybody has their own terms for that.
Exactly.
But you graduate high school. You would technically graduate high school at the age of 16 in Switzerland.
Exactly.
And then you could go out and start working.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
If you want to.
I don't think I was not ready at 16 to do anything like that.
Yeah, it's hard to decide.
So you have not been home since early August. Would that be true?
That's true.
So you spent Christmas and all the holidays here?
Yeah.
How are you going to, when you go back, what will be the biggest change that people will recognize or maybe detect in you?
I really feel like that I changed a lot, like my mindset of life and what I want to like accomplish in life, what is important, which people I want to be around of. Like just the questions I like maybe ask myself before, not that often. And then here on exchange, I really could like think about it. I had time. I could grow.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's a terrific answer. I'm curious as to who you're not going to want to hang around with when you go back home. So basically, you won't have time for people who are, I don't know, I don't want to put words into your mouth, but who are you not going to have time for? Close-minded people? People who don't want to see a broader picture of the world or what?
No, I mean, for those people, I would try to like inspire them to like get more open-minded.
Yeah.
But it's more like what mindset of people I would like, people with a open-minded
active mind that want to see things in a bigger picture than just their own little community there. And I would guess, Marilyn, that that is what your daughter experienced. I would guess that's what everybody who goes on a trip like this experiences.
Absolutely. She actually had applied to go back for the summer to work at a chateau in France. So the opportunities and the way that you think when you come back is much different. There's often a, you come back trying to fit in and you realize that there's just so many more opportunities out there and that you might not get otherwise.
Has this surprised you, Sarah, in a way? Or did you find in the United States, what was toughest to adjust to? Was there anything tough to adjust to here from what you were experiencing in your upbringing in Switzerland?
Yeah, to be honest, like the hardest thing for me to adjust to was the independence I had in Switzerland through through like trains and buses and like to go by bicycle, which I do every day in Switzerland. Like I just bicycle to school. And here I was more like dependent on someone who could drive a car.
Have you driven?
No, I've never driven.
That's against the rules.
Oh, I'm sorry. If you have, you've got to be very quiet.
That's right.
No.
I don't want to know about it.
All right. So this is you want people to know of the opportunity. And so you're hosting an event on Sunday. Let's talk about what that event is.
It's really an event. We started it because of Elizabeth, and this was her passion and her love, and she really wanted others to experience what she did. So we're hoping to get the foundation growing and be able to provide others with this opportunity. So Haas's has graciously opened their rotisserie on Sunday. So it's crepes and coffee. It's donation only. And it's basically, we'll have youth exchange students from, I think we have 5 different countries represented. So we'll have students available for people to talk to. We'll have host families there that have hosted in the past. We're always looking for host families. This year we'll have an inbound student that will come in August, a 16-year-old boy from Osaka, Japan. So we have a couple of host families. We need another host family. he'll spend 3.5 months with each.
Yeah, you don't spend, you haven't spent your whole time, Sarah, with the same family. So you go about three and a half months with each family.
Yeah.
So that would mean three during a time period there. So somebody says, I just couldn't do that for 9 or 10 months, you don't have to. It's a 3 to 3.5 month commitment.
It's amazing the relationship that develops in 3.5 months, too.
I bet that is. You'll miss them when you go back, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have any idea where Columbia, Missouri was before the Rotary said, I'm sending you to Columbia, Missouri?
That's really funny. Okay. No, actually, when they told me, I honestly have never heard of Missouri before.
Never heard of Missouri before either.
No, yeah. But of course, I researched everything I could.
Oh, you did?
And first thing I found in the internet when I typed in Missouri was the arch. And so that was really fun, actually.
So you got to see the arch in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. I've been in the arch twice.
Did you feel like you were just going out into the middle of nowhere when you had to even go past the arch and come out to Columbia, Missouri? Or did you say, okay, well, I'll just see what this is like?
No, like, I was really, like, open-minded and, like, excited to see what is.
Sarah's been one of those exchange students that everybody has fought over.
I bet. I can
so
see
everybody
that.
Wants her for the weekend to take that. Her somewhere else.
You got a lot of friends at Rockbridge?
Yeah, I love my friends at Rockbridge. Yeah. They're awesome people.
I hope they give you a great send-off, and maybe you come back and visit, or they can come over and visit you
Some
there.
Some of them are already planning.
I bet that's true. All right, so coffees and crepes and a splash of champagne from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Haas's Market on this Sunday. Do you have a website for the foundation?
The Elizabeth J. Upton Foundation. It's on Facebook right now.
All right, Elizabeth J. Upton Foundation. You can find out more about the Rotary Youth Exchange. You might be a host family. You might know a young person who would say, yeah, I would love this opportunity. And this would be a way for you to be able to, even if you don't know anybody, to help others kind of broaden their experience and get out of their own little world and see what the world is like out beyond that. Sarah, best of luck to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ella.
Thank you, David.
Sarah Voller and Marilyn Upton, thank you for being here.
Thank you.